Rainbow. The war in the Middle East has pushed up the price of gas in the UK by more than almost anywhere in Europe. Wholesale costs leapt by around 70% last week. Natasha Fielding, head of gas pricing at Argus Media, says there's options.
We have gas coming in from the North Sea, we have gas coming in from Norway, we have two big pipelines linking the UK to continental Europe. However, having limited gas storage does make the UK a bit more vulnerable than elsewhere in Europe.
A man who posted propaganda for the so-called Islamic State group on social media has been jailed for 5 years. A series of commemorative flights will take place across the UK, including in St Athan, to mark 90 years since the first flight of the Supermarine Spitfire. Working with Spitfires.com, the Royal Air Force is supporting a nationwide tour by a two-seat Spitfire painted to represent. New financial arrangements have been approved by the Vale of Glamorgan Council for the upcoming year. The council tax has been raised by 6.5%, making it one of the highest in Wales. This includes an extra 1% allocated for youth services and regional bus services. The Escuadairí Parent Teacher Association has acknowledged Cardiff Airport for its dedication to helping students and their families. The award, presented on behalf of parents at the specialist school in Vale of Glamorgan, is said to highlight the airport's commitment to building inclusive opportunities for young people with additional learning needs. Three students from Escuadairí are currently completing placements with the airport's technical operations team. Wales hope to persuade Ashley Phillips, a 20-year-old Tottenham defender, to defect from England and increase their chances of qualifying for the World Cup. Phillips, who was born in Salford and has a Welsh mother, represented England at several age categories after being capped by Wales at the under-16 level. The centre-back, who qualified for Nigeria and was in the England under-21s team in November, has been contacted by Wales.
date with all things Vale of Glamorgan.
Search for Bro Radio on socials.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strattery Forum Show on Bro Radio with myself, Mark, and Martin. How are you all doing? Coming up on the show today, we have Information Corner, dates for your diary, and we'll also be dropping in on a conversation that Martin and I had with Lauren and Savannah from Compass OT. Plus, of course, the all-important contact details, and not forgetting a selection of classic songs, some of which have been chosen by Lauren and Savannah.
Information Corner. First off, here are some local activities. Hive Guys 60 Plus Men's Club meets every second Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Buttrills Community Centre, North Wark, Barry. Older men are invited to come along and connect over games and enjoy free soup and hot drinks. Claim What's Yours. Did claimed in Wales from pension credit and carer's allowance to personal independence payment and help paying your council tax bill. You could get extra money to help with living costs even if you already claim benefits. AdviceLink Cymru can help you check and claim what's yours. When you call AdviceLink Cymru on 0820, you'll get free and confidential advice. They can also arrange for you to get help with debt and personal finance issues. Lines are open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. And now some health and social care news. First, a reminder to have your say on two Welsh Government consultations. Have your say on the draft national strategy for unpaid carers. For information and to respond to this consultation, please search for the draft national strategy for unpaid carers on gov.wales. And the second consultation is on the draft dementia strategy for Wales. For more information and a chance to respond, please search for the Draft Dementia Strategy for Wales on gov.wales. This consultation ends on the 3rd of April. I'll be back with some more Information Corner after UB40. Listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum Show. 50 Plus Strategy Forum Show. Here's some more Information Corner. And now, transport and travel. Have your say on proposals for mandatory eyesight testing for older drivers. There's still time to share your views on the Department of Transport's consultation. You can access the consultation on gov.uk. Just search for mandatory eyesight testing. The consultation ends on the 31st of March. We are the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum, a group of volunteers aged 50 plus who act as a voice for older people across the Vale of Glamorgan. We host three free community events each year in different areas of the Vale with a strong social focus, free refreshments, activities and opportunities to find out about local support. At this month's event, there'll be a guest speaker from Home Instead and a fun Create Your Own Dreamcatcher activity from Compass OT. The event takes place at Bellevue Community Centre, Albert Crescent, Penarth, on Tuesday the 31st of March from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Albert Crescent, Penarth, on Tuesday the 31st of March from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There'll be free refreshments, including tea, coffee, fruit and biscuits. If you'd like to get involved, learn more about the forum, or simply enjoy a relaxed and welcoming event, please come along. And lastly, Bro Radio. The World Health Organization has published a case study feature recognizing this radio show on Bro Radio as an outstanding age-friendly practice as the first and only 50 plus forum radio show in Wales. As an outstanding age-friendly practice as the first and only 50 plus forum radio show in Wales. Thank you all for your support.
Bro Radio.
On Mother's Day this year, show your mum you love her with some gorgeous flowers from Budding Designs. She deserves more than a supermarket bunch. At Budding Designs, we have a beautiful range of blooms and eco-friendly hand-tied bouquets, plants and gifts. Simply visit buddingdesigns.co.uk to order online or call us on 01446 40 46 60 to arrange delivery straight to your mum.
Nominations for Bro Radio's Community Awards with Victoria Park Mazda are open now. Categories include
Sports Club of the Year, sponsored by Cardio Core Fitness. Teacher of the Year, sponsored by Cardiff and Vale College. Community Group of the Year, sponsored by Daniel Matthew Estate Agents.
Nominate an individual, business or group via broradio.fm/awards. Bro Radio's Community Awards with Victoria Park Mazda.
Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how installs into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website, fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website, parkfunerals.co.uk, or call us on 01446 421 212, and our caring team will help you.
Great tune there, Manhattan Transfer and Chanson d'Amour. Still to come on the show is contact information, dates for your diary. But before that, we're going to hear from Lauren and Savannah of Compass OT, two lovely people who Martin and I met recently. We've met them in a number of places throughout Barry because they do some cracking work with dementia, help for people and carers. Before that, we're going to hear from Billy Joel and River of Dreams. In the house or in the Bro Radio studio today, we have Lauren and Savannah from Compass OT. Yes, Compass OT. Hello, how are you?
Hello,
very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah. Nice to see you.
Excellent, yeah, again.
Yes.
We should say we know each other quite well, don't we, really?
Yes.
We see each other a lot.
Yeah.
The wife, hopefully, is not tuning into this program, but yeah. Sorry, we shouldn't all be giggling or laughing, but we will. So, I suppose first question is, could you tell our listeners, please, what is Compass OT?
So Compass OT is literally just me, Lauren and Savannah. We set it up on the back of working in the dementia wards on Llandoch Hospital, where we ran groups for the older adults on the wards themselves, on three separate wards. From that, the idea came, ran groups for the older adults on the wards themselves, on three separate wards. From that, the idea came. That was back in 2016, I think it was. Yeah. And we just realised there wasn't enough going on the outside once people were discharged from hospital. So that's where we came up with the idea of Compass OT. And we ended up setting up in 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is OT?
So OT, so occupational therapy, is all about helping people. So OT, so occupational therapy, is all about helping people to continue to do the things that they enjoy doing. So that could be things from taking a walk to the local park, getting involved in arts and crafts. What do you enjoy doing?
Everything, I suppose. But yeah.
It's getting people back into anything that they want to do, and it could be absolutely anything. But yeah, that's our role, so is supporting
the things that make us the things that we enjoy in life. I suppose the things that make life worth living.
Yeah.
As individuals.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, we do lots of different groups. So we do like arts and crafts groups, physical activity, reminiscence groups, cognitive stimulation. So we do lots of different things. And we base it all on what the people in our groups enjoy doing. So any group can look completely different. It depends on the participants.
Okay. And so you're qualified OT people?
We are. Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, we met originally when we were OT assistants in Llandoch Hospital, and then me and Savannah at Llandoch Hospital, and then me and Savannah went off to university a couple of years later to do our degrees in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that something you always wanted to do or be?
No, like not for me. I didn't even know about OT until I was about 20. Yeah.
I think I was around the same age. I was working as a support worker in an inpatient psychiatric unit, and some OTs came onto the ward and started to do nice things. And it was the first time, I suppose, that I found out about occupational therapy and just thought that's... And it was the first time, I suppose, that I found out about occupational therapy and just thought that that's a job. That looks really fun. I want to do that. And following that, then I applied for the job in Llandoch where I met Lauren.
Right. So I'm going off piste, as they say now. So I know we've talked about music before we've come on here, and you've chosen some songs. So
yeah,
to me, they're quite interesting choice of songs because they're older. Mm-hmm. So how do you get into those sort of types of music?
We do a lot of singing groups on our in our groups anyway. Where we do a
lot into those sort of types of music.
We do a lot of singing groups on our in our groups anyway, where we do a lot of the older sort of music that like makes people reminisce and things like that. My particular songs though, me and my dad used to listen to REM. Like it reminds me of my mum and my dad. So yeah, that's why I chose that one.
Yeah. Oh, well, we've mentioned REM, yeah. Probably haven't played it yet.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's fine. That's a giveaway. Don't mention Bob Marley here before. Yeah. See, there we are. All
so my mum listens to a lot of reggae and... So Three Little Birds, I sing that to myself when I'm stressed and it just makes me feel calm. And then Red Red Wine, we had singing group, and my nan has got the most amazing voice, but it's very operatic. And I just remember we were singing Red Red Wine in that group, and all you could hear was my nan's voice just bellowing out across the table. Yeah. So that's it just brilliant. Makes me think of my nan.
Like an opera singer she was.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah, of course, it's a Neil Diamond song as opposed to You'll Be 40, but I think we had a chat about that before, didn't we? I know I bumped into one of your sessions in Salem Baptist Church in Oldenburg.
Yes.
And you were singing ABBA songs, I think.
We were. Yeah. We were doing a dance session joint with Rubicon Dance.
And everybody was well into it and well, weren't they?
Yeah.
I think music is good at bringing people together.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the music and sport as well is great, isn't it?
Yeah, it brings back memories, the music.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Mm. So one other question from me is, I know you've sort of, should I use the word, moved in to Age Connects on Houghton Road? To Age Connects on Houghton Road?
We have, yeah. Yeah.
So what's that all about then?
So we're every Wednesday now. We're there 9 until 3. We run a activity, 10:30 till 12:00, and the cafe is called the Memory and Wellbeing Cafe, on those days. And it's for people, it is for people with dementia, but we're open to everybody. So everybody is welcome to attend. And after our group's finished, me and Savannah are there, and we're available to people to come in to talk to, for OT advice or anything that they need to talk to us about. So we'll be there for the rest of the day.
It's well needed as well, yeah. Isn't it? I think something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know we got Martin here as well, my colleague. So I'm going to pass you over to Martin with some really interesting questions. Nice to talk to you.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Welcome to Bro Radio. So what's a typical day for you like?
Oh, what did we do yesterday? Was it lantern?
Oh, yeah, lantern.
What's a day for you like?
Oh, what did we do yesterday? Was it lantern
making? Oh, yeah, lantern making yesterday.
Lantern making.
Yeah. So every day is quite different. Yeah, we were at Age Connects Cafe yesterday. It was quite a nice group, wasn't it?
Yeah. So we started off with a bit of lantern making. Everybody sort of got together, had a free cup of tea and coffee, which is every Wednesday, and you also get free soup.
Yeah, free soup. Heinz soup.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. So we got everybody together. We had a couple of new members in the group, which was nice. So introduced them to the group. And during the session, we had a couple of people that came in that wanted to speak to us for OT advice. So it meant that, so Lauren continued to run in the session. I slipped off to the side and had a couple of chats with people. Okay. And then at the end of the group, we had a few people coming in asking for advice about, there was one lady asking for advice about her mother, another lady that popped in wanting to do some volunteering. Yeah. So that was great. That's kind of, I suppose.
So does that form a lot of your work, giving advice?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, it does.
It's more doing.
Yeah, it's more the activities, but we, you know, if someone needs advice within them and stuff like that, we're always available to give that.
So you mentioned activities. What sort of activities do you offer?
So yesterday was a crafts one, so it was lantern making. I ran a session the day before at Yorden House, and that was Skittles. Okay. That was brilliant. Hard work picking them all up and putting them back down. It's good fun. Do lots of different,
we do musical quizzes. Bingo, which is a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of calling out the numbers, we'll play a song, and then people have to shout out if they recognize the song and tick off the songs off their bingo sheet. We make them ourselves, so we try to tailor it to what people's favorite songs are in the group.
Yeah,
and that's quite a good one. We do quizzes, we do all kinds of things. We've done gardening,
Flower bomb making.
It's all just about getting people gardening,
Flower bomb making.
It's all just about getting people involved in things that either that they used to enjoy that they stopped doing,
right,
or maybe something new that they want to try that they've never done before, but they fancy giving it a go, seeing if they
like boccia.
Yes, boccia's another one. Yeah, boccia always goes down really well.
Yeah, that's gone down really well. We've done that quite a few times now, haven't we?
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
Great.
We can tweak the activities as well to make sure that everyone can be involved as much as possible. So we'll either adapt the environment, get some equipment in to help people get involved, or it could be tweaking the activity itself or helping people to build up skills,
involved. And maintain skills as well. That's a big one, like skill maintenance.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you do recover the idea of using children's games? Do you use giant parachutes or things like that?
Jabba Deo.
We have used Jabba Deo before. Yeah. in the sense of using it as an exercise
for
the arms.
And like rhythm, getting everyone working together, rolling the balls on it one way and then rolling it the other way.
Yeah.
That's good for...
I always end up underneath the parachute, though, trying to flick
the balls back up. Yeah, because they get stuck in the middle. But yeah, it's always been fun. Everyone's always enjoyed playing that. Yeah.
So what's the best bit about being a Compass OT?
Running the groups, I think.
Yeah.
Like we always say this, when like we have a paperwork day, it's a bit of a struggle. But then when we get to go out and... like see people and run the groups, that's the always the best part.
Meeting the people.
Yeah. It's just, it's great.
I feel like when I get to the end of a working day, I'm not like, oh, I'm glad that's done now. Usually it's the work that picks me back up, because it's being around the people and doing things that we enjoy as well as what they enjoy.
Yeah.
And then you come away just feeling, I suppose, on a bit of a pick me up, on a bit of a high.
Yeah. And then on like a Sunday evening as well, you think, oh, work tomorrow. And it's like, oh, yes, Compass OT.
Well, I always say, oh, no, it's work tomorrow. And then I remember what my job is and I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's brilliant.
That's great to be able to enjoy your work.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier.
And just like helping to bring joy to other people as well.
Yeah. What age groups do you work with?
Mostly 65 plus.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of people in their 90s, but generally most people are in their 70s to 80s.
Yeah, a couple of people that are younger as well, but generally, yeah.
Okay.
65 plus.
My age group.
Great. Come along.
I certainly will. I'll hand back to Mark. He's got another.
Great. Come along.
I certainly will. I'll hand back to Mark. He's got another question.
Most important question, I think. Mm-hmm. How can people find you and contact you?
So we have got a website, which is www.compassot.org. And we have a form that people can fill out on there and it'll go straight through to our email box. We've also got a phone number, which is 07450 729152. And we've got an email, which is compassot@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Thank you. Can I just say, you're doing a great job, and it's been lovely to meet you, hasn't it, Martin?
Thank you.
Electric Dreams, Giorgio Moroder and Phil Oakley, what a cracking tune. I want to say a big thank you from Martin and myself to the ladies from Compass OT, Lauren and Savannah. Lovely to meet you, doing some great work. And of course, you can meet them in person at our Have Your Say event for the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum at the Bellevue Centre, Penarth, on Tuesday, 31st of March, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can make your own dream catchers. Still to come is dates for your diary and, of course, the all-important contact information.
Bro Radio.
Just because someone says they love you, it does no one should pressurise you into changing your will or signing over your assets. This isn't love. It's financial abuse. It's not your fault. For confidential support, call the Live Fear-Free helpline 24/7 on 0808 80 10 800 or search Live Fear-Free.
Hair loss doesn't just change how you look. It can change how you feel in your own skin. And for many women, it affects confidence far more than people realise. At Bespoke Aura, we specialise exclusively in non-surgical hair restoration for women. Our mesh integration systems are custom fitted for partial to advanced hair loss, including alopecia and post-chemo regrowth. If you've reached the point where enough is enough, book a private free consultation at bespokeaura.co.uk and find out what's actually possible.
Nominations for Bro Radio's Community Awards with Victoria Park Mazda are open now. Categories include
the Heritage Arts and Culture Award, sponsored by Mac Events. Community Champion, sponsored by Thornton Travel. Triumph Over Adversity, sponsored by Specsavers, Barry.
Nominate an individual, business or group via broradio.fm/awards. Bro Radio's Community Awards with Victoria Park Mazda, the home of new and used Mazda vehicles on Hadfield Road, Cardiff.
Warm spaces, welcoming places, welcoming places. Across the Vale of Glamorgan, there is a network of warm spaces where everyone is welcome to spend some time. Warm spaces are free community places where you can stay warm, enjoy some company, and make use of the facilities available. These vary but can include a hot drink or free Wi-Fi. Don't be left out in the cold this winter. Find your nearest warm space via our online map at valeofglamorgan.gov.uk.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. Let it be. Thank you.
is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. For there will be a let be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. For there will be an answer. Let it be.
Beatles, Let It Be. Pens to the ready, dates for your diary. The Beatles, Let It Be. Pens to the ready, dates for your diary. Sunday, 15th of March, of course, is Mother's Day. Monday, 16th of March, is Disabled Access Day. Tuesday, 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day. Friday, 20th of March, is International Happiness Day. Also on Friday, 20th of March, it's the first day of spring, otherwise known as the spring equinox. Yes. Saturday, 21st of March, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m, dementia-friendly Barry are holding a pop-up event in Barry Town. 21st of March, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m, dementia-friendly Barry are holding a pop-up event in Barry Town Football Club. Tuesday, 24th of March, is a Strategy Forum event, our event. It's the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum's focused meeting on arts, craft and leisure. In the Phil John Room in Barry Library, between 2 and 4, Jilly is the lead. Come along, all welcome. Sunday, 29th of March, is Daylight Savings Day, starting at 1 a.m. on Sunday, the 29th of March. So don't forget, your clocks go forward 1 hour. Friday, 3rd of April, is the start of the Easter weekend celebrations. And Saturday, 4th of April, sees another pop-up event by Dementia Friendly Barry over at Marco's Cap on Barry Island from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.